the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, August 20th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Chris Christie predicts President Donald Trump will regret not exerting executive privilege in the Mueller probe. Also on the Monday rundown, investment funds look for women in leadership, and the Two-Spirit Gathering celebrates Montana's LGBTQ Native Americans and more. First, topping our news, The Hill reports former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie predicts President Trump will regret not invoking executive or attorney-client privilege in special counsel Robert Mueller's probe into any ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. "You never waive that, absolutely not," Christie said on ABC's This Week. He added, "This shows what a C-level legal team the president had in Ty Cobb and John Dowd." The Hill reports Christie also said the decision to waive privilege resulted in Don McGahn's cooperation with the investigation. He adds, "It put McGahn in an impossible situation. Because once you waive that privilege and turn over all those documents, McGahn has no choice but to go on and answer everything, every question they ask." A federal appeals court in Boston's ordering a review of a Bureau of Immigration Appeals ruling that denied a rehearing to a man seeking asylum.
Indra Sihotang is one of hundreds who have fled anti-Christian oppression in Indonesia. He's been allowed to stay in the U.S. for well over a decade, but last September, at his regular check-in with immigration officials, he was detained without warning and threatened with deportation. Volunteer lawyers rallied to ask the Federal Court of Appeals to intervene. Andrea Kramer, who handled the case in the appeals court, says it is extremely rare for a federal court to order a review of an immigration ruling.
This case was significant because the Board of Immigration Appeals, the BIA, really had given short shrift, as the court said. It didn't really consider the record.
Christians in Indonesia have been attacked and murdered, but the Trump administration argued that general conditions don't prove that the persecution or torture of individuals who fled would be immediate or likely if they returned. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Andrea tells us while the persecution of Christians in Indonesia has fluctuated, conditions have seriously deteriorated in the past few years. Portland's become a hot spot for far-right rallies that often turn violent. Could more be done if the groups holding these rallies were thought of as gangs? Two criminologists believe so, and they say groups like the Proud Boys and Patriot Prayer, which organized a rally in Portland earlier this month, exhibit the same characteristics as other street gangs. However, Sharon Reed at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte says the gang problem stereotypically is associated with black and brown youth.
Now we have this group of white youth who are doing sort of these same things that we're concerned about, being involved in violence. A lot of the ones that have been interviewed also drugs and drug sales and all these other street crimes, but they are somehow different, and race plays a huge role in that.
Reed says groups like the Proud Boys identify themselves like other gangs by wearing certain clothing brands and have an initiation process. They and other so-called alt-right groups also have a public presence, often intimidating local communities. And while the growing number of women running for political office is getting lots of attention, Stephanie Carson tells us there's also a push in the financial sector to increase female leadership on Wall Street.
American women control more than half the personal wealth in the country, but comprise only 9% of executive leadership, according to Catalyst, a global nonprofit advocating for women in the workplace. Gender inequality is prompting some investment firms to seek out funds that prioritize female leadership in the companies they include. Betsy Mosetter offers a gender lens portfolio at her firm, Green Alpha.
It's been proven time and time again that the more diverse your team is, the more innovations will come out of that group, the higher they execute on their goals, the better they are at problem solving, the better they are at identifying problems.
Mosetter refers to what is known as gender lens investing as a growing sector among firms around the country.
Meantime, the economic benefits of New Mexico's national parks to local communities may be enormous, but Ross Brown reports it is also threatened due to a lack of maintenance, a problem Congress has an opportunity to fix.
Bipartisan legislation now under consideration would provide funding to address the nation's $12 billion maintenance backlog. Los Alamos County Councilor Susan O'Leary says New Mexico's parks provide not only jobs, but economic benefits to gateway communities.
New Mexico is a state that is very dependent on tourism as an economic driver. But if the Park Service is not funded to maintain its basic infrastructure, then this is a lost opportunity.
New Mexico park sites are estimated to have $123 million in deferred repairs.
Support for this reporting was provided by the Pew Charitable Trusts. And finally, Eric Tegetoff tells us the Montana Two-Spirit Society, a Native American organization formed by LGBT groups, is holding its 23rd annual gathering this week at Flathead Lake.
The term Two-Spirit doesn't simply describe LGBT Native Americans, however. Members of the group say it goes beyond sexuality and gender identity. Founder of the society, Stephen Barrios, says Two-Spirit defines a role in tribes that existed across North America before Europeans arrived.
We don't consider ourselves gay, because with that term, Two-Spirit, comes a lot of responsibility. We give back to our communities. We take care of our elders, our youth. We had roles in our community that carried responsibilities with that name.
Barrios says colonization took away the traditional role of Two-Spirits, but groups like his are reclaiming it.
Indigenous people from tribes across the country, as well as Canada, Mexico, the Philippines, and Laos, will be in attendance. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for starting your week, News and Cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.